October 27th. Outside the field of thought. You have changed your ideas. You have changed your thought. But thought is always conditioned. Whether it is the thought of Jesus, Buddha, X, Y, or Z, it is still thought. And therefore, one thought can be in opposition to another thought. And when there is opposition, a conflict between two thoughts, the result is a modified continuity of thought. In other words, the change is still within the field of thought, and change within the field of thought is no change at all. One idea or set of ideas has merely been substituted for another. Seeing this whole process, is it possible to leave thought and bring about a change outside the field of thought? All consciousness, surely, whether it is of the past, the present, or the future, is within the field of thought. And any change within that field, which sets the boundaries of the mind, is no real change. A radical change can take place only outside the field of thought, not within it. And the mind can leave the field only when it sees the confines, the boundaries of the field, and realizes that any change within the field is no change at all. This is real meditation.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by HarperOne and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.